special event coming up in November at Tom's Country Place in Avon. It's taking place November 12th. It is the Rockabye Ball fundraiser for the Blessing House, a children's crisis care center. We have on the line with us Molly Lucas, who is a board member and also chair of this event. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Let me get a little background as far as how did you become involved with the Blessing House, knowing what it was or becoming a supporter of it?
Yeah, so I have, I'm the HR manager at AJ Rose Manufacturing in Avon, and one of the workers was friends with somebody on the board, and they were looking for some HR experience, and so my one of the employees here suggested my name, and so that's where we went, and here we are.
What did you know about the Blessing House before that, or was that some sort of a new organization or a understanding of it?
It was very new to me. I knew nothing about it, so it was a perfect timing. I was glad that this employee thought of me and just super involved now with Blessing House.
Yes, it's a crisis care center for children whose parents or caregivers are facing a crisis or emergency, and the kids have to go someplace, and they're able to stay and live there, I guess, as needed. But obviously, that requires funding for that. And talk about this fundraiser you have coming up on November 12th.
Sure. So the ball is our largest annual fundraising event. It raises about 18% of our annual operating budget for the year, which is awesome. It's November 12th. The theme is Candyland. It's at Tom's Country Place in Avon, Ohio. 6 o'clock cocktail and hors d'oeuvres, 7 o'clock dinner. Tickets are $130 a piece. That includes a gourmet meal, hors d'oeuvres, open bar. We have a DJ this year, so there's music and dancing, which is always a great time. We have a photo booth, tons of live auction items, silent auction items, raffles. Some of the auction items this year are a trip to Belize, Panama City beach condo, Cavs tickets, 2017 Indians tickets. Who wouldn't want those right now? Ohio State tickets, the Crusher's Loge. We have raffles the night of the event, a wine and liquor pool. We have a $1,000 Cracker Park shopping spree raffle, $1,000 to Peter and Company, which includes an additional $500 gift card to Heather B. Moore Jewelry at Peter and Company. And our another raffle is a piece of fine jewelry from Rob Levitt Jewelers. We have great registration and payment system, which means no waiting lines at the checkout that night. We were sold out last year. We hope to sell it again this year. So we encourage everyone to buy their tickets as soon as possible so they don't get to miss out.
Molly, you mentioned the Candyland theme. What will that mean that night?
Just tons of great, everything that you would see on the board game will be full in life at the night of the ball. From Licorice Land to Lollipop Forest, it will all be there.
Now, I see last year you had a boots and bling, and there's folks with, you know, cowboy hats, a little Western theme. What are you expecting folks to wear to an event that's called Candyland?
So we encouraged any bright, vibrant colors that you would see in Candyland, but anyone that wants to come out and support can wear whatever they want. We're always very open. Brendan Norton and Cindy Cromley, who chair the ball with me. We just want people to come out and have a good time, and if people want to do that in jeans or a fancy dress, so be it.
We mentioned that it's a fundraiser for Blessing House, a children's crisis care center. Molly, do you know typically how long kids are there? And perhaps you could give us an example of why a child might be there?
So children come to Blessing House for homelessness, other housing issues, substance abuse in the family, hospitalization or medical issues for the caregiver, domestic violence, incarceration, any risk of abuse or neglect, sometimes legal matters. And it depends how long a child will stay at Blessing House is just determined by the family situation. It depends on the nature of the emergency, we just make sure that the children can return to a safe environment. So it just depends on what the situation is at the time.
On your website, there's also a video there that was put together, kind of gives it a little insight into the story. And the Blessing House, I mean, it really is a house, so it feels like a home. It's not like an institution or something that doesn't seem familiar to kids. You know, there's an upstairs, downstairs, there's a kitchen table. It has that kind of quality to it.
Correct. It is a house, and the kids feel very much at home, and that's what we strive for.
You mentioned how this is one of your big fundraisers. What kind of money is needed for that, or what's the funds used for?
For our operating funds, just basic day-to-day care of the children, our caregivers, people that work, maintaining the home, the food, the vehicles needed to get all of these different children. We house up to 10 children at a time. We need to be able to get them to and from school. So there's a lot of expenses involved with that, clothing, toothbrushes, all that kind of stuff is always needed.
Again, your big event, the Rockabye Ball fundraiser, Tom's Country Place, coming up in Avon on November 12th. If people want to get the tickets or maybe even still help out sponsorship, what can they do?
They can go to blessinghouse.org. Tickets can be purchased right on that first page. And the Rockabye Ball 2016 has a link that they can go to learn more about it, about Blessing House itself and about the ball.
Sounds great. Molly Lucas, Blessing House board member, joining us this morning. Thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate
it. No problem. Thank you.